Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know what that certified organic label on your food really means? Learn all about that label and why organic is worth it at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Scientists often try to think outside the box, but Professor Ian Stewart is definitely thinking inside the box. We called him up just as he was about to be sealed in a bedroom-sized container with a small forest worth of plants. Ian Stewart is a geologist and professor of geoscience communication at the University of Plymouth, England. Professor, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so why seal yourself inside a box for 2 days? I mean, the science is well known. What are you trying to prove?
Well, I think everyone knows generally that the oxygen that we breathe that's in our atmosphere comes from photosynthesis and generally from plants. But, you know, actually how much people appreciate that, just how much of that oxygen and how much they rely on plants, this kind of thing that they take for granted every day, you know, that's a little bit more interesting. And from a scientific point of view, just how much photosynthesis you actually need to get plants to produce to get the oxygen to keep an individual alive. Well, you know, we've just not done that. This little experiment is a metaphor for how much we're reliant on plants. I guess that's the key headline message we want to get across.
So without plants, no oxygen, no oxygen, no people.
Absolutely. You know, if we didn't have plants, we would have a very, very different planet. And the point is, what's lovely about this experiment is there's a symbiotic relationship in here. I'm in a box, a really small glass box, and basically I have to work and exercise in order to give out carbon dioxide to the plants that are around me in order for them to photosynthesize and give me back oxygen. So if I don't do my job and I don't produce enough CO2, the plants can't do their job and supply me with oxygen. So it just shows that really sensitive, intimate relationship we have with vegetation that I think most ordinary people just aren't aware of.
So describe the box. How big is it? What's it made of? Is it going to be airtight?
Well, the first thing is I haven't seen the box. I'll be seeing it later this afternoon. But I know the kind of dimensions of it, and roughly it's going to be made of a kind of a glass, a kind of glass perspex. It's going to be see-through. It's going to be airtight. In terms of size, it's, you know, a couple of meters across and tall and about 8 meters long, stacked full of 150 or so small plants and maybe about 30 large plants. All of them have been bred for the last few months to be efficient photosynthesizers. There's a huge theory here about how much these plants, how much oxygen they should produce. But the telling thing will be once we're in there and we've got the temperature conditions and my CO2 conditions, will be how much they actually produce. And, you know, until we do it over the next 40 hours, we really won't know if that's going to work out or not.
Well, actually, it's going to be very cozy in there. 8 meters is about 26 feet, I guess. So you're going to be very friendly with those plants.
I'm going to be very friendly with those plants. And also the center, the Eden Center, where it's been held, is a tropical plant dome. It's almost like the biome experiments that was run in Arizona a few years ago. So in this place, it's 25 degrees Celsius.
Ooh, very tropical.
It's going to be incredibly tropical. It's going to be hot and sweaty, surrounded by these plants. The other thing is, we have to keep the lights on constantly. So it's going to be daylight, essentially, for 40 hours. How the plants deal with it, how I deal with it, is, again, an uncertainty.
What about exercise, eating?
Yeah, I mean, I've got an exercise bike in there, but that's largely to do experiment runs and know how my body's reacting, but also, crucially, to make sure that I'm pumping out carbon dioxide for those plants. So I can't just sit passively and you know, just kind of chill. In terms of food, I think it's going to be salad, because we can't heat anything, we can't cook anything. So I'm going to be surrounded by plants, and I'm going to be eating them, which is a bit of an oddity.
Well, what happens if you wind up having trouble breathing?
The two potential health concerns are, funnily enough, the main one is how my body's going to deal with the initial low oxygen. So we're going to take oxygen down from 21%, which is normal, to about between 10 and 12%, which is equivalent of an altitude of, you know, mountains like Andes, 4,500 meters, 5,000 meters. you know, at that level, it's very often that your body, you get dizzy, you get nauseous, you know, you get extreme headaches. So it could well be that if it's a very extreme reaction, then we abort very early on if I can't handle the low oxygen.
You have a panic button?
I think I can open from the inside, yeah. But I'll be monitored, you know, the idea is to monitor me. There'll be doctors that are specialists in low oxygen there. And, you know, the idea is to monitor me throughout. And, you know, the first and foremost, this is help, my health and safety. So if we see it going awry, they'll get me out of there.
Thank you very much, Professor, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to enjoy it, I think.
Ian Stewart is a geologist and professor of geoscience communication at the University of Plymouth, England.